Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
And speed jokes are here, too. Here we go. They're sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got a joke today from Ernie Malik of Chicago and Barb in Naperville and Frank Zlotkowski, but I think Zlotkowski's his last name. We got a joke from Greg Rourke and Judy Bridges of Grays Lake and Bob Jakeaway in Rockford and Elaine Sonkins of Chicago. And Jill Kellerhalls, thank you. Dave Carr in Canada sent us a joke. Lori Jensen did. Mugless John of Brazil, Indiana. Mugless John, your day's coming, buddy. We randomly draw from the jokes sent in on Fridays. Mary Rose Keys of Centennial, Colorado sent us a joke. Terry and Glenn Ellen, Ken Coulter of Elmwood. He's a senior project manager at Midwest Engineering in East Peoria, by the way. We got a joke from Mike Wildebon, Grand Rapids, Michigan, and Jerry Cohn of Homewood, and Jeannie in Michigan, and from Ruth Sepuder, C-E-P-U-D-E-R. Ruth, thank you. She wrote, Dear King John, when I heard the speed joke on Friday about the garden planted entirely of poisonous plants, I had to send you this. There really is such a garden in the UK. I don't know if you guys knew that. There is a garden that has nothing but poisonous plants in the United Kingdom. And when you go there, you tour all deadly plants. It's kind of fascinating. Said my wife, I wonder if they have a gift shop. Goes the joke. Okay. The box said it was 2 pounds of chocolates. 2 pounds. And yes, I ate the whole box, but how is it possible I gained 10? Three little old ladies took a bottle of bourbon to a baseball game. Bottom of the fifth, the bags were loaded.
All right. You didn't put that before the committee, did you?
I think we can say that. God bless you, little old ladies. But let's move on. With Tom Cruise atop the weekend box office, he just announced his new project and yet another reboot. He will play a chef in A Few Good Menus. In a pivotal scene, he spills some minestrone on Jack Nicholson and shouts, "You can't handle the soup." The time between slipping on a banana peel and hitting the pavement equals one banana second. I don't know if you're up on that. What does a subatomic duck say? Quark, quark. The ratio of an igloo's circumference to its diameter equals Eskimo pie.
And that concludes the physics section of today's speed joke.
Yep.
Jokes. We now return to the normally scheduled kind of humor you hear on the John Williams Show.
Hey, I got the top 10 facts about diarrhea. Wait, I'm not done telling the joke yet. And number 2 will surprise you. Infectious disease walks into a bar. Bartender says, "We don't serve your kind here." Disease says, "Well, you're not a very good host, are you?" I know he doesn't like to talk about it, but Dave Hennett had an unusual experience over the weekend. He walked into Home Depot and all the stud finders went crazy. Hey, Dave, I'm writing a book called Liters and Gallons.
Is it a long book?
Yes, it's 2 volumes. If by crunches you mean the sound that bacon makes when I'm chewing it, then yes, I did a bunch of crunches. I heard my wife yelling at the TV over the weekend, "Stop! Don't go in there! Stay out of the church, you fool!" She was watching our wedding video. This is a service we provide to all of Chicagoland, and you're not charged for this. But we would appreciate it if you'd patronize our sponsors. John Travolta tested negative for coronavirus last night. Turns out it was just a Saturday night fever.